Ever feel like you're doing this teaching thing alone? You don't have to be. Share teaching is all about sharing the workload through the power of collaboration and teamwork. Together, we'll walk through all the difficult parts of teaching and learn how to streamline our processes, fine-tune our time management, and develop a more manageable workload. If that sounds like a dream come true to you, then welcome to the Shared Teaching Podcast. Let's share in the teaching to make those dreams a reality. Now here's today's Shared Teaching. Hello and welcome back to the Shared Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Susan, creator and founder behind Shared Teaching. And today we're going to go over some quiet activities that you can use when your fast finishers finish the testing, specifically state testing, and the other students are still working hard and you don't want them to disturb each other. So here we go. Here's 10 ideas. Now, I know my go-to is usually reading, right? Just take out a book and read it. It's very easy. It keeps them mostly quiet. But sometimes you just need a little something more, especially if they finish in the first 20 minutes of the test. And you still have, you know, maybe an hour and a half for the last kid to finish, right? Because I know that's what usually happens within my classroom. So my first idea is word searches, but using class names. Students always get excited when they see their names in print. So creating a custom word search using your class list of names is a quick and easy way to keep your students entertained. Students can quietly search for their names, hopefully, while staying engaged in the task, and they're keeping their minds active without disturbing others. Best of all, there are many free websites that allow you to make a word search as fast as you can type up those names. I personally like the Word Search Maker by the Teacher's Corner, and of course, as always, all the resource links will be in the show notes. But this word search maker is free and allows you to choose many different grid styles. For example, smiley faces, stars, diamonds, even a spiral, which I tried and wouldn't recommend because it's probably a little bit too confusing for our first and second graders. But you can also change the word placement. So you don't have to do diagonals, up and down, backwards. You get to pick, which I thought was a really good bonus for a free word search maker. So you literally just type up your class names and then you can print several different styles of puzzles and you can use them throughout the year. So you do it once and then you have multiple versions you can use again and again. However, that's only going to work if you don't have a fluctuating class list, right? But it's easy enough to retype up a class set of names. If you do it in a Google Doc, then you can just add the one new student or take off the student that moved. And then you can easily copy and paste it into the word search maker and you have a whole new list very easily. Okay, next up is color by number or mandala coloring. Now, if your students are used to them, having a set of copies of these color by numbers, maybe math or reading worksheets, are going to be useful for them to work on when they finish. If they haven't done them before, then I recommend not starting it the day you are testing because you're going to have a lot of questions from your students trying to figure out what to do, right? Especially those needy students that just need that hand-holding. What is this? What does that say? I don't know. Do I color this? Is this right? Right? That is probably my least favorite question in the classroom. Is this right? Is this right? Am I doing it? Is this right? So anyway, sorry if I just traumatized you as well. Instead of doing color by number, if your class isn't used to them and you don't have time to do a color by number before your testing starts, then I recommend doing a mandala style coloring page. Now, my local Dollar Tree often has coloring books, specifically ones with more detailed designs like mandalas that you could just pick up a quick coloring book and then make copies from it at a very low cost. A quick Google search is also going to provide you free options for printing coloring pages. And the more intricate the design, the longer your students are going to be staying engaged in coloring, hopefully very quietly. And my students always loved a chance to color because during regular weeks, I don't have time to spend on it. So if they're asking to color a picture on a reading passage, nope, save that for later if you have free time. We don't have any spare time within our school day to do some of those fun activities, right? So testing time is a great time to do that. And best of all, it might not be something that makes kids rush through the test in order to want to do that, although there might be some. All right, next is creative writing time. So my students personally love to write and enjoy getting the opportunity to free write. So free write just means they can write about whatever topic they want, whatever kind of story they want. And I would recommend before testing, of course, you're going to go over the options on what they can and can't do. So maybe you are offering they can write a letter to a friend, they can write a story, they can finish any previous stories that they're working on, they can continue a different kind of story in the same style of genre you've used in the past. So just make a list of things that are acceptable that when it comes time to finishing their test, they can just pick one of those options that you have written on the board or wherever you're posting your extra work for. Now, if you don't already, I do highly recommend providing students with a list of words or a chunk chart. Having these tools available is going to cut down on the how do I spell questions that might interrupt your test-taking students. You also want to plan a lesson or two before your state testing that goes over how to use these tools so your students can work independently on test days. Again, they're not going to be coming up and asking you, how do I spell this? If that is the majority of your class, then this probably isn't an option that you want to have on a test day because then you'll have a lot of interruptions. The next idea is Puzzle Corner. So I recommend getting a puzzle with about 1,000 or more pieces. Yes, that sounds like a lot, and it should, because that should be an activity that takes several hours and several different students to complete. You're going to place it in a corner of the room if you have a corner, and students can just work quietly on the puzzle when they're finished. If they get loud, if they start talking, they sit down at their seats and they choose a different activity and they are done with the puzzle corner. I am willing to bet that some of your students haven't done a puzzle before or they haven't worked on a large puzzle. Taking the time to have students work on a puzzle can really provide a lot of great benefits, including improved memory, attention to detail, problem-solving skills, spatial ability, and stress reduction, which is perfect during test times. I personally like the idea of a puzzle corner because as I've shifted into the role of a gifted and talented specialist this year, I have noticed many students have trouble with their spatial skills and the ability to manipulate things to find the right spots for them, specifically on our NAT3 test. So puzzles would be a great idea to kind of work on those problem-solving skills that puzzles offer. There's nothing like a good puzzle. All right, next is my favorite go-to, which is independent or silent reading. You can foster a love of reading by providing your students with the opportunity for independent silent reading. You really want to make sure you build this in your day on just a regular week as well, because it has a lot of benefits, much like the puzzle skills, that you want them to be learning how to pick out their own books that interest them, how to match their reading level. And then afterwards, if your school offers it, they can take an accelerated reader or AR or a reading counts, which is what my school has, quiz to access their comprehension and earn points towards whatever grand prize your school might offer. Silent reading, of course, is my go-to whenever students finish a test, and they always love the chance to gain points for their reading counts. Because we have that routine built into our day, they know they just silently go get their computer, they log in, they find their book, they take a quiz. If they have if they need help or they have an issue finding their quiz, which happens kind of often, they know to quietly come up to me with their computer and I can help them with virtually no discussion, right? So it's a great option for when they're finished testing. Next up is a choice board. Now, choice boards are commonly used in gifted education, and they should be used a lot more in mainstream education classes. Having a choice board is great for when students have something they want to pick from to do when they're finished testing. So it's literally just a sheet of paper, kind of like a tic-tac-toe board. And in each section, you're putting different choices that your students can pick from. You want to make sure the activities on your choice board are ones your class is familiar with and they know how to do in order to minimize those questions during the test time, because we want to maintain that integrity of the testing environment. Students can treat the choice board kind of like a bingo game and cross off activities when they choose them. And with luck, they can continue this same board if you're testing for multiple days over the span of a couple of weeks. And maybe you can offer a small incentive for those that have finished boards. That means they are working quietly and they are staying on task, right? So something like an extra 10 minutes of recess or free time on the computers is always going to be a big hit. And best of all, it costs nothing in order to fulfill that choice. My next suggestion would be audiobooks. Now, if you follow the Daily Five, one of the choices students should be doing daily is listening to reading. Well, many of us don't even have CD players, or even older, if you're like me, books on tape. Having options to listen to audiobooks is a great alternative. One of my favorites is creating a QR list, a list of QR codes, and students scan the code and then they're taken to a favorite read aloud. Creative Teaching with Ms. Hecht has many free and already done for you Google Slides that are linked up to YouTube videos and they're ready to go. I highly recommend with any resource like this, previewing the videos first to make sure they're appropriate and you feel comfortable sharing them with your students. But I have those links for you in my show notes, and she has a ton of them. She has a very big library of them, and they are all free for you to use. So that is a great resource to check out. It's a really simple and easy way to get started because she's already done the work. Now, I know YouTube often blocks things, especially it's blocked from students within your classroom. But linking to YouTube videos is a great way to have an audiobook center. Students can scan those codes, they can plug in their headphones, and they're listening away while other students are focused on their tests. My favorite way to create QR codes, if you don't want to do the pre-built ones by Ms. Hecht, is called QR Code Generator. It makes it so easy to make a code. You literally just copy and paste the URL link into the QR Code Generator, and it's going to generate a QR code for you. You take that PNG or JPEG image, I don't remember which, and you can plop it in. My favorite is PowerPoint, and then you just have a PowerPoint slide with a lot of different QR codes. Maybe put the title underneath it, and then kids just scan and look at which ones are popping up. Okay. Next, very similar to the QR codes and the audiobooks, is quiet music. Now, it depends on your state testing rules, so check with it first, but if it's allowed, playing quiet music in the background during testing can really help your students focus. As students finish their tests and begin working independently, that background music is also going to help keep the focus and drown out any additional distractions. One of my favorites is found by just searching quiet music for the classroom on YouTube, and it's a little girl on a swing. Again, I'm going to link that in the show notes, but it's, I think, 3 hours, and it's just classical music mostly, and you just turn it down to a very low volume and just have that in the background while kids are working. My class loves it. Okay, next to last is a class webpage of activities. This is similar to a choice board, but maybe the more modern way to do it. And it's going to take some pre-planning and teaching prior to test days. Now, you can create a free class webpage through Adobe Express or Google Sites. Adobe Express is only free if you have a subscription to it. My district happens to offer one to it, so it's a great go-to. But also Google Sites is free. Most people don't even know that, but if you look at your Google Drive and you say you want to create something new, you can find Google Sites in that drop-down menu. Using a web page, you can easily add links and videos of approved activities you want your class to work on. You can even lay out the steps of an assignment that students follow. So there's also things like web quests you can link and put into your Google site. And once you train your students how to use them, they can work on those independently. They just follow the links one by one, maybe say step one, and they click on that and they watch a little video about something. Maybe it's about wolves, and then it says step two, and then maybe they go to like National Geographic Kids and they read a little bit about wolves or something like that, where they just go in order of following the steps, and then they're learning about something that's interesting to them. Maybe they're working on like a little research project, but it's a great way to kind of lay out activities that you want them to complete. And it's also where you can put your choices of what you want them to complete, maybe specific websites that they can go on. And they just go there and they choose something from that website rather than you have a big list on your whiteboard. All right, last but not least, my 10th go-to activity for fast finishers when they finish testing is rest. So after a long day of testing, students might want the option to just rest quietly. Maybe they don't want to pick up another assignment as soon as they're done testing. Their brain hurts. So you're going to set up a cozy little reading nook with pillows and blankets where students can just curl up with a book or just take a quiet moment to just recharge. Because after all, we know testing can be tiring for teachers and for the students because it makes for a very long day keeping all those kiddos quiet. All right, let's go through the list again for our 10 quiet activities that kids can do after they finish testing while they're waiting for everyone else to catch up to them. First is word searches using class names. Next is color by number or mandala coloring style coloring sheets. Then we have creative writing time. Then we have a puzzle corner, independent or silent reading, a choice board, audiobooks, quiet music, a class webpage of activities, and rest. I hope you enjoyed these activities. If you have a go-to activity that I did not mention and you want to leave me a review, go ahead and give me that answer on wherever you listen to this podcast, and stay tuned for an all-new episode next week. Bye for now. If you've loved this show, then join me in sharing the teaching,
hitting that subscribe button,
and leaving us a review on
iTunes
so we can be found by more teachers like you who are ready to start sharing the workload. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Find new episodes each week on ShareTeaching.com.
Thanks for listening to the Share Teaching Podcast.